Hello and good morning to clients and subscribers of Planning for Life and Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary from Monday the 17th of September 2012. And I hope you forgive me if I start off on a bit of a personal note, but I participated for the 12th time in the Great North Run yesterday, a fabulous day, 55,000 other runners, ideal running conditions, I use drizzling and a bit of a following wind. And for me, it's a very successful day. I got a personal best, taking 9 minutes off my previous personal best, 40 minutes off last year, and achieved my target after 16 weeks hard training of coming in at under 2 hours 15. In fact, my time was 2 hours 13 minutes. Really good day, and I'm running this year and next year, which I think will probably be my last Great North Run, for Mary's Meals. And I'll be letting you know where you can contribute to that if you so wish in future. Let's turn now, we're in the middle of the week middle of the month, and so we're looking again at markets and economies. As you probably realise, it was a strong week last week on the markets after the US Fed meeting and the announcement of further quantitative easing. And confirmation from the German Central Bank that the European Stability Mechanism can go ahead. Let's turn to the regions, and first of all the US. Say the Fed announced QE3, whereby they will purchase additional agency mortgage-backed securities at a pace of $40 billion a month, indefinitely, although their limit, as they stated, was until unemployment begins to fall. They also issued further interest rate guidance, saying rates are now likely to stay unchanged at their really low rate until at least mid-2015. Just keeps on getting extended and extended, that one. On the other side of the coin, economic data is generally downbeat in the US. We saw a rise in initial jobless claims. Core retail sales and industrial production both disappointed. Across in Europe, as I say, the German Constitutional Court ruled against restricting further German contributions to the ESM, but they did impose some restrictions, including a cap on the amount that can go into the ESM, and ruled that any increase in the government's liabilities must be approved by Parliament. So anyway, that gives the go-ahead to Draghi's ESM and the ability to purchase further bonds in conjunction with the ECB. As announced in the previous week, that's now all in place if necessary. Across in Asia Pacific, a lot of economic data from China, most, I'm afraid, disappointing, and indicating that slowdown does continue with falling factory output, investment, and rising inflation. Some of the other indicators, bonds rose towards the end of the week, especially with US Treasuries, as traders looked at the implications for inflation of QE3. Oil increased on the basis that government action in US and Europe would lead to high commodity prices. And on the currency market, US decline, euro continues its rapid recovery since the end of July, and it's now at an 18-week high against the dollar. Across the markets, as I say, generally very positive last week, although I'm not necessarily convinced that will last. But the US market's now at its near its 5-year high of 1,500, and the FTSE is nearly was back at 6,000. Japan is up 3%, Far East up 5%, Europe up 1.5%, UK 2.5%, US up 2.5%, oil up 3%, and gold up 3%. Once again, seeing gold come back as a hedge against inflation. The bottom line, the three-step approach to dealing with the crisis. Government action on liquidity is there, but we're less positive on structural reform, and still nothing really on the competitive side. And as long as the weaker European countries remain in the euro, you're not going to see that. Government and consumer debt still remains very high, putting a damper on economic growth. And there is a concern that all that further quantitative easing will do is boost asset prices and stoke inflation. That's it for me. Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice is not taken beforehand. Have a very good week, and I'll speak to you again next week. Take care and enjoy the sun.